Grenfell. We are throwing our children out of windows. Knotted bedsheets are falling short, and we are wrapped in choking blankets high in this tower. Before this moment, muffled important men ticked each blind box, sat on their cold hands, covered their ears, kept their distance, reclined in chairs the colour of expensive coffee, climbed inside airy committees, insulated themselves in someone else's bureaucracy, flimsy as the lids on their drinks that they abandoned after the meetings on budget cuts, leaving us groping in the darkness of these thin-lipped walls. And now the stairs are crumbling coals, and we are faltering on the edge of these burning cliffs that we wanted to call home. We are throwing our children out of windows, feeling for the last time those hot, desperate hands that first cradled our little fingers as their own starry universe. We are pulling them from our sobbing necks and reaching out as far from the molten frames as we can, our arms stretched taut and flat as a fledgling's neck, trembling with our most precious selves, who are falling so suddenly as we are letting them go into the darkness, ripping our histories in two. We are fighting every instinct and crying to strangers to catch them, catch them, catch them. We are praying that someone will one day love them as we are loving them. We are throwing our children out of windows. Before this moment, muffled, important men. But perhaps now it will be harder to ignore the messages written tomorrow morning in the curled ashes at their feet.